Vayikach Korach. Ben Yitzhar ben Kos ben Levi. Decided La'orer al HaKuhuna. Yodosim va'avirom b'nei Eliyov v'om ben Pelas b'nei Ruven. V'yakumu l'fnei Moshe Anashim b'nei Yisrael chamishim mosayim. Who are these? Nesi'e Eido, Kriye Moed, Anshe Shem. A very choshev of people. V'yakolu al Moshe v'al Aaron. Came to Moshe v'al Aaron. Vayomra aleihem rav lochem. Ki kol ha'edo kulam kdoshim v'socham Hashem. What do they say? Rav lochem. Harbe yosem idai lakachtem la'atzbechem gedula. You took too much greatness for yourself. He called it a kulam kdoshim. Kulam shomu dvarim b'sinai b'pi ha'gvura. U'madua tisnasu al kahal Hashem. U'kach to'ato malchus. Moshe Rabbein had a din melech, v'hi bishurin melech. So lo yolcho levar lo chicha kohuna. Lo atem levadchem shamatem b'sinai nocha Hashem alokach. Now this is an unbelievable statement. And Maimon Har Sinai, Vayom Hashem al Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Hine enochi bo elecho ba'av ha'anon. Vavu yishma ha'om bedabri imoch. So, ho. V'gam b'cho ya'aminu lo'olam. Klal Yisrael heard Aseres Hadibros. But, there are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. They didn't hear anything about Nevela, eating Bosa B'cholov, wearing Shatnas. They didn't hear a whole list of things. So how did Klal Yisrael know that it was Moshe M'pi HaGvura? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu made it up. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? I am going, when they hear the Aseres HaDibros, I'm not going to talk to them. I'm going to say, Moshe, tell them X. Moshe, tell them Y. Bavuagishma ha'om bedabri imoch. And they will know that you are my messenger to tell them. Once they realize that they are not capable of listening to everything and accepting it, and that you are the, and I, you are my appointed intermediary, I'm saying, take them X, Y, Z. So then all the other things they'll understand come from me. The Rambam writes, the Amita Sator is based on this. We heard it, we saw it, and that Moshe was the appointed representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to communicate Torah to Klal Yisrael. And 2 weeks ago in Parshas Balos, story of Pesach Sheni, Imdu ve'eshma, I'm going to Tomorrow I'm going to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll find out the answer. What did we say Rashi said? Imagine what the madrega of this Bosav Adam was, that he could say, tomorrow I'm going to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guaranteed to give me an answer. And then at the end of the parsha, when Miriam and Aaron didn't quite get it, so all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very clear with them. It says, "Vayeda Hashem ba'amud Anan," and it wasn't a private thing; it was a public thing. Shimon advarai im yenevachem. Moshe Rabbeinu's madrig is totally different. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this absolutely, completely clear. So, where are they coming from? Where are they coming from? And they didn't just stomp say it. They said they have a whole philosophy. Kol ha'edu kulam kadoshim. Total democracy. This is democracy. Sounds very good. Do you know Moshe Rabbeinu, you know the madrega of Klal Yisrael? Every one of us are in that madrega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us. And every one of us in madrega, we saw Gilui Shechina here. You know them. Mandua tisnasu. What gives you the right to be such an authority figure and to decide who's important and who's not important? And take a look in Rashi. Rashi says they said all sorts of very logical things. Talish shekulot chelas. Do you have to put tzitzis on? And there's a whole svara, an alumnus to it. What is it? It's the Rashi at the end of Parsha Shlach. That why do we have chelas? Chelas domer liyam, yam domer rokia, rokia domer kisikavod. It's to remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If chelas is to remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talish shekulot chelas, certainly. Very logical. By a shekulos farim. And does it need a mezuzah? So if you take a look in the Rambam, in Hillel's mezuzah, the Rambam says, what's a mezuzah? When I go in and out, I should see on the doorpost something that remind me of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkeinu, Hashem Echad, Vayim Shema Tishma Mitzvosa. Constant reminder. But if you're in a house that's full of farim, you don't need the constant reminder. Very logical. So they're preaching logic, regular logic, and they're preaching democracy. Sounds wonderful. Where did Korach come from? So Korach, what his wife told him, listen. So why is Moshe taking all the cover for himself? This kind of illness, you social itself. He wanted this, he wanted that, he wanted this. He felt he was a second-class citizen. So if you have a negias, what do? You come up with a philosophy. A whole philosophy. It's a wonderful philosophy. Democracy. Everyone's the same. Kol eidu kulam kadoshim. What did they say? They said a very simple thing. We don't like authority figures. You're an authority figure. Democracy means no authority figure. Now, there is an interesting Maimon Chazal. Malchusad, that the Malchus, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want that the ideal government of Shekhal Yisrael should be a Malchus? What's wrong with democracy? Haven't we all grew up in democracy? Democracy is wonderful. Everyone's the same. No one's special. Because that's like, because if people don't understand the sense of authority, they don't understand how to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one of the problems with democracy. Really? There's no such thing as the authority figure. And if there's no the authority figure, every logical thing is good for everybody. No. Today's what I call Internet Judaism. You want to know a Sfarah? You Google it and you say 35 Sfarahs that people never opened a sefer in their life. But that's their version of Judaism. And when Reform began, they had their understanding of Judaism. And this was this understanding of Judaism. Made a Chorben. The answer is very, very simple. The Torah is based on the fact that a society can only function al pi Torah, it is an authority figure. And every Torah society needs an authority figure. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Asi l'charav, Farshim says, Afilu kot mimcha. Every person has to feel that he's subjecting himself to some authority figure. Because if you're the authority figure that you are subjecting yourself to, then you make up whatever you want. Sounds good, sounds logical, sounds beautiful philosophy. Kol eidah kulam kadoshim. Everyone's the same, isn't that wonderful? We also heard in Har Sinai, we're on that, we're a wonderful madrega, you may be a little different. But, and our logic, and we have our own logic. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, first of all, when you approach Torah, there's a Torah logic. There's an intrinsic logic in Torah. And learning Torah means meshabed your mind to the logic of Torah, not coming up with all these svaras. There's a very left-wing rabbinical school in the United States. So they're going to have a Chag HaSmicha. And they had a problem with Chag HaSmicha. Right before the Chag HaSmicha, one of the about-to-be Mosmochim announced that he's engaged to another male. And of course, they said, that you have a boyfriend, Mela. But you're getting engaged to him, we can't give you Smicha. Okay. So, there's a whole tumult, and two very chashuva rabbis here in Eretz Yisrael said, no problem, we'll give you smicha. Okay. Had these two not been descended from two major poskim, it would have said, one is a great-grandson of Hirsch Pesach, the other is a great-grandson of Reb Sperger, one of the Gdolei poskim of the Datz Eder Charedis, 80, 90 years ago, and they had begin alumnus. It's Neshtana Hateva, Onus Rachmora Patre, all sorts of Gemaras and everything. Beautiful. Good. What did they gain from it? Their names were all over the papers, all over. Their names were everyone. These are the liberal, open-minded, intellectual. Okay. They had their Negias, and of course they got all the PR they wanted out of their Negias, and they had a whole lumpus about it. It's like in the early 50s when the conservative rabbinate was also just trying to pretend that they really go al pi Shulchan Aruch and were matir driving to Shulchan Shabbos. Why? It's Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, it's Mokam Mitzvah the Rab, a whole lumpus. There's the logic of Torah, sense of authority. You have to be meshabed your mind and your behavior to somebody else who does not share your negiyas. But what they were something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is so clear that l'dorei doros, this is going to be the ultimate raya on the amitus haTorah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe in front of 600,000 male Jews and their wives and their children, approximately 3 million people, the approximation is, and they all heard, Moshe, tell them this. You are my shliach to tell them. Moshe, tell them this. Moshe, tell them this. Moshe, tell them this. Moshe, tell them Lo Sirtzach. So Moshe announces, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just told me to tell you Lo Sirtzach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just told me to tell you Lo Signal. Not it. And they heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling it to Moshe. And when the Rambam writes, Rambam has a Geres Tchil Samesa. Rambam had a lot of opponents. And there's a whole thing, the Rambam didn't believe in Tchil Samesa. So the Rambam had to write a whole long Igeres Tchias HaMesim, explaining Tchias HaMesim. And he said like this, there's a Medrash. And the Medrash says that on the Pasuk, Nasa Odom B'Tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. Vayivro Elokim Esa Odom B'Tzalmo. So the Nasa was used by the Christians to justify the Trinity. Okay. So the Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was up on Har Sinai and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dictating the Torah to him, so he said, Moshe, write down Nasa. Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you giving these Christians, the Minim, a place to make a mistake? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained to him all the pshatim, why it's Nasa. Rashi's pshat, the Ramban's pshat, the Radak's pshat, everyone's pshat, this is all. He says, but you're giving the Christians a way of twisting things to prove the Trinity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Harotza sheyite yite, the one who wants to mistake will make a mistake, and the emes I have to write. Rambam says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't write a Torah that couldn't be twisted, how can I write a sefer that people aren't going to twist it? And that's the story of Korach, the tragedy of Korach. Niskana, he began with Kina, and as a result of the Kina, he decided I'm having a different logic. All different logic. Now with this different logic, and a wonderful philosophy, it sounds great, democracy, all Klal Yisrael are equal, fantastic. But the Torah says this is how you have to structure society for the reason that I think. This is the logic of the Torah, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's logic is. And kelo machshavosai machshavoseichem elo darki darkeichem amasha. That's it. Now when umakabal amalch shemayim, what do we begin with? What's the Hakdoma to Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim? So the first bracha is bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And he gave rules, absolutely inviolate rules. And there's an intrinsic logic in physics, an intrinsic logic in chemistry. Atomic physics has its logic. And what is the person trying to do? Trying to understand the logic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within the Bria. But then we come, for all Malch HaShemayim, to something else, Torah. Torah also is the Machshav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a whole logical system. We have to meshabit our minds to that logical system. Sometimes we understand it a little better, sometimes we understand it a little worse, but we have to meshabit our mind to that logic. That's why all these systems are nothing. Because they begin with, isn't it wonderful if? There's no wonderful if. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu's logic, just as we have to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's logic in the physical world, I can give a whole logical explanation why when I walk out that window, I'll fly up. That doesn't work. When I walk out that window, I'm going to fall down. Because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's logic, how we planted it into the world. And the same thing, you can say a man can marry a man, every piece of shtus in the world. A HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Zohar lo sishka mishkeva ish, k'maser et Mitzrayim lo sas, it doesn't work. There's a built-in logic. There's a deep built-in logic. And there's a sense of authority figures. There's no democracy. The more democracy. Everyone has an opinion today. Okay. And this is the tragedy of Korach. So Moshe says, Zosasu, Kuchamachtos, Korachuchalados. Now a person can get him so mind into a twist, and he can convince himself that it's true. He can so convince himself it's true, he'll put his life on the line. So what does Moshe say? Zosasu, Kuchamachtos, Korachuchalados. We're going to have Isha Shivcha Bo Yivcha Hashem Hu Akodo Shavuchem Bnei Levi. Okay. And what happens the next day? Vayom Moshe Bezos Tehdun Ki Hashem Shlochani. Now that's a very strange pasuk, because in Parshas Yisro says, "Bavo yishma ha'om b'dabri imach v'gam b'choyamin olav." So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying a second thing: no matter how you're going to twist your logic, just how do I know all logical twists don't prove anything? Im kamos kol anoshim yusun eila. Ufkudas kol odim yifkot. If they're going to die a natural death, if right now on the spot all these people have a heart attack simultaneously, lo Hashem shlochani. I said, how did that happen? It seems, no. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a whole thing now and they'll be swallowed up, then you know Hashem. I'm about to do an ace. Vatiftachor et sespio. Ve'esh yotzu me'es Hashem v'tochle es chamish mosayim ish makrivi haktoris. And a fire came down from heaven. Clear. Moshe is right. For clear. Moshe says, I'm going to do an ace. It's going to be clear. And that's going to solve everything. Emor al Elazar, and he says, so what is it? Vayilonu kol adas bnei Yisrael mimochras al Moshe al Aru lema atam hamitim asamash. So you think he solved it? Wrong. The people complain. You killed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was protecting your covered. You're a bal covered, you're a rodef achal covered. Remember, Moshe, Moshe, on of Ma'od. Klaus were already told that. No. In turn, protect your cover. You got HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kill these people. You're using your special connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kill Jews. And we have to love Jews, not kill Jews. And all of a sudden, okay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm fed up with them. I'm fed up. You do an ace, you do everything, they hurt and everything, and still, it's complaints. So, all of a sudden, there's a plague, a devil, a virus, a pandemic. So, what does Moshe do? Moshe says, listen, he could say, I'm fed up. He tells Aaron, quick, Ketores, we have to save Klal Yisrael. Okay. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu means a special net, another nace, and keep it in the Mishkan and make it in the Beis HaMikdash forever, so whenever people come up with these crazy ideas, they'll remember. It's an incredible story. It's a story that happens all the time. All the time. All the time. What happens all the time? People don't like authority figures. When the kibbutz movement, religious kibbutz movement, began, they had a clout. No religious kibbutz had a rov. Why? That's an authority figure. In a kibbutz, everyone's the same. Everyone's the same. There's no such thing, Klal Yisrael. The history of Klal Yisrael was, anytime you had a tzibur, they always appointed a rov. Who was the rov? The rov was the authority figure for everything that happened in that tzibur to make sure that it was done al pi Torah. But when you come up with all sorts of crazy philosophies that have no basis in Torah, then you can't have a Torah authority figure. It doesn't work. But then there's no Torah. There's no Torah. Nowadays, when they interview a rabbi, how do they interview him? They're going to say, what are you going to paskin on this? 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 What are you going to paskin on that? So who's the authority figure? The authority figure is the Balabatim, and they just have to have some token up there who's going to give it its little stamp. It's another way. No. Every tzibur in the history of Klal Yisrael until our modern times understood there is a leader who's a Talmud Chacham who gives hadracha, who gives direction to make sure everything is al-pi Torah. And Kol Eidu Kulam Kadoshim does not have any mokum. Yeah, every Jew, Chov of Yisrael, Shenivra Vitzalim. It's wonderful. But there's a but. Chov of Adam, Shenivra Vitzalim, Tzalim Elokim. Chov of Yisrael, Shabonim Lamokum. Every Jew is very special. But doesn't mean it's not an authority figure who leads al pi Torah. And the refusal, and because people have all their ego issues, they come up with philosophies. But, it doesn't work. It's not Torah. And to drill that lesson strongly, they have Hoy Isha She'efchabo Mateu Yifroch. And they had this stick, all of a sudden sprouted, and keep it in the Olam HaMoed so everyone should understand this lesson forever and ever.